Welcome to Cedar Rapids Daily, produced by Upload Media Group and sponsored by Cedar Rapids Bank and Trust and Gutschmidt Properties. This is your daily podcast highlighting events in the area. Today, we're covering events happening in and around Cedar Rapids this weekend, Saturday, April 4th through Sunday, April 5th.
And before we jump in, here's a quick look at your weekend weather. For Saturday, expect a slight chance of showers early with a high of 49 and a low of 33. Sunday will be partly cloudy with a high of 53 and a low of 35.
And there is an absolutely massive list of things to do, especially since it's Easter weekend.
Let's start right there with all the Easter and family fun events happening. If you're looking for an Easter egg hunt on Saturday morning, you have plenty of options.
So many options. Kicking off bright and early, the Hiawatha Easter Egg Hunt is at 9 a.m. sharp at Guthridge Park. The Ely Easter Egg Hunt is also at 9 a.m. sharp right behind the community center.
In Marion, the Lutheran Church of the Resurrection has their Easter Egg Scavenger Hunt from 9 to 10:30 a.m. A little later, the Robins Annual Easter Egg Hunt is at 9:30 a.m. sharp at East Knoll Park.
There's also St. Mark's Annual Easter Egg Hunt from 10 a.m. to noon at St. Mark's United Methodist, and another at the same time, the 2026 Easter Extravaganza runs from 10 a.m. to noon at Culver's Garden Center and Greenhouse, and the lovely Lane United Methodist Church has one from 10 a.m. to 11:30 a.m.
And if you're in Marion, the Marion Christian Church has an egg hunt at 11 a.m. Then, in the afternoon, there's an Easter egg hunt and a chance to meet the Titans from 2 to 3 p.m. at Thomas Park.
And why should kids have all the fun? There's an adult egg hunt starting at 10 a.m. at Moss Plants Gifts Decor.
A few more family-friendly events are running all weekend. The Bunny Bash at Bloomsbury Farm runs 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. both Saturday and Sunday. The Knoll Ridge Greenhouse Easter Showcase is also open both days from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m.
You can get photos with the Easter Bunny at Lindale Mall on Saturday from 2 to 8 p.m. And while you're there, check out the Bunny Ears Craft Day from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. And for something really unique, check out the Easter Llama and his Peeps at Prairie Patch Farms. You just need to arrive between 11 a.m. and noon on Saturday.
Okay, let's shift gears to arts and culture. What's happening on stages weekend?
On Saturday, you have two great theatrical options. Kirkwood Community College presents their spring play, Almost Maine, at the Ballantyne Auditorium from 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. And Cornell College Theater presents In the Heights at Armstrong Yunker Hall, also from 7:30 to 9:30 p.m.
If you're looking for laughs, check out A Night of Improv with Weisenheimer and Two Random Guys. That's at 7:30 p.m. at the Giving Tree Theater. And for the Fashion Forward, the Cherry Building hosts Ephemeral, a group fashion show, from 6 to 8:30 p.m. on Saturday.
There's also an artist forum at the DKW Art Gallery and Studios on Saturday from 2 to 5 p.m. Swamp Fox Bookstore is hosting their signature series featuring Rhonda Mumbi from 1 to 3 p.m. And you can get into the African American Museum of Iowa for just $1 on Saturday for their Not Just February event from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m.
That's a great deal. All right, all these events are making me hungry. What's on the menu for food and drink around town?
Well, on Saturday, you can play Name That Tune at Wine Styles on Edgewood at 4 p.m. But Sunday is the big day for food, with Easter brunches all over. Goldfinch Tap and Eatery has a buffet from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m.
The Peddler's Fork is serving brunch from 8:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. You can also catch an Easter brunch at Mr. B's from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. And the restaurant 350 First has their Happy Easter Buffet from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
For an early start, El Cahir Shrine's Omelette Breakfast runs from 8:30 until 11:59 a.m. on Sunday. And for a sweet treat, Big Grove Brewery is having Sunday Sundays from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m.
And what about some live music to go with that food?
On Saturday night, Matthew Kane and the band are at North Point from 8 to 11 p.m. Midtown Connection is playing at Midtown Station from 7 to 11 p.m. The 2026 Aries Bash is at the Olympic Southside Theater starting at 8 p.m. And you can catch the D-Lose Saturday night Easter weekend Frogtacular at the Red Frog from 8 to 11 p.m.
The music continues Sunday. There's the Never Miss a Sunday show at the Old Neighborhood Pub from 5 to 8 p.m. You can also see the Mike, Ken, and Steve acoustic show at Mr. B's and Sam's Pizza and Deli from 2 to 5 p.m. And stick around for Sammy's Easter Sunday East Side Jam extravaganza at Sammy's Lounge from 4 to 8 p.m.
Okay, for those looking to learn something new or connect with the community, there are some really interesting workshops and groups meeting this weekend.
Let's start with the libraries. On Saturday, LAT Library is hosting an English practice conversation group from 11 a.m. to noon, and then learn and practice English from noon to 1 p.m. Over at Hiawatha Public Library, there's an intro to Dungeons & Dragons from 1 to 4 p.m.
The Cedar Rapids Public Library is hosting a fascinating talk called Promoting Peace, Subverting Domesticity, Cookbooks Against War from 1 to 2:30 p.m. Also on Saturday, kids can learn to crochet at Let's Get Hooked from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. at Nubo City Market.
There are also some great wellness workshops. Breathing Room Yoga has a sleepy head sound meditation and gentle massage from 11 to noon, and the Trans Visibility Tea Gathering from 2 to 4 p.m. Tula Yoga is offering elementary mindfulness from 9:30 to 10:30 a.m. and middle school mindfulness from 11 to noon.
Illumination Cedar Rapids has an Art is Magic vision board and manifestation workshop from 1 to 3 p.m. You can learn about your genealogy at Family History, Discover Who You Are from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Cedar Rapids Family Search Center. And there's a Coder Dojo at New Boco K-12 Education from 1 to 3 p.m.
And on Sunday, there's a journaling workshop at the Chris and Susie DeWolf Family Innovation Center for Aging and Dementia from 10 a.m. to noon. A couple other community events on Saturday include Cultivating a Place of Welcome at the Catherine McCauley Center from 11 to 2 p.m. and the grand opening of Odd Mamas at 10 a.m.
Let's talk about sports and recreation. I know it's a big weekend for that too.
The Cedar Rapids Colonels are taking on Peoria at Veterans Memorial Stadium on both Saturday and Sunday. The Cedar Rapids Rough Riders face off against the Youngstown Phantoms Saturday at 7.05 p.m. at I'm on Ice Arena.
Don't forget the Cedar Rapids Roller Derby. Their April 4th home game is Saturday at Elevate Sports. Doors open at 5:30 p.m. and the game starts at 6. For the kids, there's a 3-on-3 soccer league for beginners with little sports torts from 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. at Robbins South Troy City Park.
If you're into gaming, Replay Gaming has a Magic the Gathering TMT Standard Showdown at 1 p.m. on Saturday, and Turtle Power Games in Lindale Mall has their weekly Yu-Gi-Oh! Tournament at 5:30 p.m. And for late-night fun, there's Spare Time After Dark from 10 to midnight on Saturday.
And finally, for the shoppers and collectors out there, Saturday features the Vintage Estate Flea Market from 10:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. at Elks Lodge No. 251.
And on Sunday, the Cedar Rapids Cards and Collectibles Show is happening from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Doubletree by Hilton Convention Complex. You can also play Sunday Bingo at Nubo City Market from noon to 1:30 p.m. And Basics has Basics Bingo from 7 to 9 p.m.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Cedar Rapids Daily. Remember, you can always visit cedarrapidsdaily.com to see the day's events in written form on our blog, or sign up for our daily newsletter to have the day's events delivered right to your inbox. You can also submit your own events through our website, which is the best way to guarantee your event gets featured on the show.
Now, here's a word from our sponsors.
Our thanks to this show's sponsors, Cedar Rapids Bank and Trust and Gut Schmidt Properties. With convenient locations throughout the area, a deep commitment to relationship banking, and the best cookies on the planet, Cedar Rapids Bank and Trust is the bank of choice for Cedar Rapids locals. CRBT provides full-service commercial and consumer banking, as well as trust and asset management services, all while making your banking experience so much more than you expected. Cedar Rapids Bank and Trust, the people you can bank on. Learn more at crbt.bank, member FDIC. Employee-owned and tenant-focused, Gut Schmidt Properties create sustainable spaces that make a real community impact. From studios and sleeping rooms in their historic Smith House, to both their old and new homes as part of the Rainbow Road project just off of Interstate 380, or flexible commercial space at Averill House in downtown Cedar Rapids, they may have just the place for you. Every house has a story. Write yours in one of their homes. Learn more at gutschmidtproperties.com.